Chapter 288, Prohibition of Show-Off. Allah the Exalted says, And they were commanded not, but that they should worship Allah, and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him. 98.5. Do not render in vain your sadaqah, charity, by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like him who spends his wealth to be seen of men. 2.264. And to be seen of men, and they do not remember Allah but little. 4.142. 16.16. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Almighty Allah says, I am the one who is most free from want of partners. He who does a thing for the sake of someone else besides me, I discard him and his polytheism. Commentary. He who does a thing for the sake of someone else beside me here means to do something virtuous for mere show, for worldly benefit, or to gain the reputation of being pious. I discard him, and his polytheism means that I nullify his good deeds and deprive him of the reward. In this hadith, any virtue done for the sake of mere show has been likened to shirk to make its viciousness and harm obvious. However, this is a shirk al-asghar, and those who commit it will not be forbidden access to Jannah. They will, after the punishment in hell, ultimately enter Jannah. Whereas those who are guilty of a shirk al-akbar and sheer shirk will abide in hell forever. 16.17. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, The first to be judged on the day of resurrection will be a man who had died as a martyr. He will be brought forward. Allah will remind him of the favors he had bestowed upon him, and the man will acknowledge them. Then he will ask him, What did you do to express gratitude for it? The man will reply, I fought for your cause till I was martyred. Allah will say, You have lied. You fought so that people might call you courageous, and they have done so. Command will then be issued about him, and he will be dragged on his face and thrown into hell. Next, a man who had acquired and imparted knowledge and read the Quran will be brought forward. Allah will remind him of the favors he had bestowed upon him, and the man will acknowledge them. Then he will ask him, What did you do to express gratitude for it? The man will reply, I acquired knowledge and taught it and read the Quran for your sake. Allah will say to him, You have lied. You acquired knowledge so that people might call you a learned man, and you read the Quran so that they might call you a reciter, and they have done so. Command will then be issued about him, and he will be dragged on his face and thrown into hell. Next, a man whom Allah had made affluent and to whom Allah had given plenty of wealth will be brought forward. Allah will remind him of the favors he had bestowed upon him, and the man will acknowledge them. He will ask him, What did you do to express gratitude for it? The man will reply, I did not neglect any of the ways you liked wealth to be spent liberally for your sake. Allah will say to him, You have lied. You did it so that people might call you generous, and they have done so. Command will then be issued about him, and he will be dragged on his face and thrown into hell. Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that 1. Almighty Allah will first of all bring the show-offs to account for their pretensions. 2. No virtue will be accepted without ikhlas, sincerity, no matter how great it may be. A pretender who does good deeds for mere show will be consigned to hell rather than being rewarded with Jannah. 16.18. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma said, Some people told me, We visit our rulers and we tell them things contrary to those which we say when we depart from them. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma replied, In the era of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, we considered this to be an act of hypocrisy. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned, hadith number 1542, with a variation of wording in the other version. In any case, we learn from this hadith that flattering the rulers, falsely praising them, and telling lies before them to win their pleasure constitute hypocrisy, which is a great offense. Such hypocrisy prevents them from knowing the true state of affairs. What sincerity and well-wishing demand is that the real state of affairs is placed before them so that they come to know the true condition of their subjects. 1619. Jandab Raziallahu Anhu said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he who so acts to show off, Allah will disgrace him on the day of resurrection. And he who does good deeds so that people may hold him in high esteem, Allah will expose his hidden evil intentions before the people on the day of resurrection. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith shows the consequences of different acts of show-off and informs us that such acts will be a cause of humiliation and disgrace on the day of judgment. 1620. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, a person who acquires religious knowledge, which is normally acquired to gain the pleasure of Allah for the sole reason to secure worldly comforts, will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah on the day of resurrection, i.e. will not enter Jannah. Abu Dawud. Commentary. It is an act of great virtue to acquire religious knowledge, provided it is attained for the pleasure of Allah. If one acquires it for worldly gains, he will be in fact committing a grave sin for which he will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah. That is to say, in the first instance, because after suffering the punishment for it in hell, he will be sent to Jannah when Allah will so desire it.